Hello, happy holidays. It's your girl, Claudia Jordan. It's Friday, and we are back with a brand new smoking hot episode of TGIF. Now, once again, it's Friday, so that's the day that we take questions from you, the soulmates, at the end of the show. So please start putting your shady little questions in the chat, and we'll get to as many as we can in the end. All right, y'all, we are here to spill the tea and break down the biggest headlines in the news and on social media. So get you something to drink, because we have a lot to talk about tonight. Please welcome Al Reynolds. What's up, Al?
Ho, 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 Claudia. Where are your Christmas colors? What's going on? Am I the only one dressed in Christmas colors?
Yeah, you are.
Well, dang.
Yeah, sorry. I caught the ho, ho, ho. That was, you caught that, Funky? That was his little chance to call me a ho three times without me getting mad.
I caught it.
I'm not even that smart.
Don't worry, I'm gonna fix his ass at the end of the show. Don't worry about it.
Please welcome Funky Dineva. What's up, Q?
Listen, mad as hell in here, got a horse throat. I was in my bed, minding my business, like I always do. Oh, I was watching episode one of season two of White Lotus on HBO Max, and my phone come ringing at 2:45 a.m. I thought somebody in my family was dead or in jail. It was our ass FaceTiming me from the bar with a bunch of people in the background. So then I decided, since I couldn't sleep, to get up and go to the bar where I did like 8 shots of Hennessy.
To unlock your better self.
And well, I didn't unlock it last night, but I didn't leave with nobody. So that's a good thing, because baby, they could have got this thing last night, honey. I was nice and sauced up.
Baby steps.
Are you very sexual? Are you very sexual when you're drunk?
I'm uninhibited when I'm drunk, honey.
Oh.
I don't hunch for fun. I mean, but they say I don't hunch for free. I hunch for fun. Yes. Oh.
Well, I cannot wait to the gift-giving part of this show to see who got what.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be good.
We are doing a Secret Santa today during the show, and the three of us, we don't know who got us what. But we had to buy each other gifts under, was it $20 was the gift?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I may have slightly gone over, but it's...
I'm classy because I did too. I spent 80.
Not 80, me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Al said, not me, girl, you cheating.
I definitely went over, and I wanted to go a little bit more over because there was a lot of other products I needed to get got. But okay. How y'all, what y'all sipping on tonight?
Not a damn thing.
You shouldn't be fucking.
Coca-Cola, please. Like Tina Turner said, and Tina Turner with Coca-Cola, please.
Vodka seltzer.
Are you sick?
Mm-mm. I said vodka and seltzer.
I thought you said Alka-Seltzer.
No,
it's so funny because I actually just had Alka-Seltzer right before the show.
You know what? Okay, we gotta get your health together in 2023.
I'm unlocking my better self. I already started. It's y'all that's
fine. Q, you just stumbled out the day.
No, I backslid, but that's fine. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
And where are your Christmas colors?
I'm neutral.
So I'm just drinking a little Simply Lemonade tonight. My best friend Annie came over last night, and we like talked like to the wee hours. We had a fun time.
Annie, that's your lesbian friend you be sharing hotel
with. That is not. She's actually
that's your lesbian partner.
She's not a lesbian.
That's the one you be having girl on girl with, always.
She is not a lesbian, Q. Don't try to bring into your little world. No, but she, that is my girl. That's my best friend. So
that's how they all say the best friends and any woman that go to sip and paint, they all lesbians.
Hey, so we were just making our New Year's Eve plans because we're all going to be hanging together. I just want to tell you
in
this.
In Aruba.
I'm going to Puerto Rico this time. I'm doing Puerto Rico.
Y'all finna get some Latin lesbians to show. La cucaracha. La cucaracha en de cuchi.
It's a couple's trip. But okay. Hey, I was at Walmart today, and I was checking out, and I had to get some stuff that I was kind of embarrassed about, right? So the guy that was ringing me up, I had to give him like an excuse, like an alibi, like, well, I'm getting this because of this and this because, he was like, girl, it's okay, girl. You don't have to explain to me. And I was like, you got me, right? And he's like, yep. And he goes, I know who you are. I go, oh shit, you do? And I was like, that's why I had to explain myself, right? So then he's like, I watch you. And I go, do you watch a show? And he's like, yes, and I love Funky. He goes, I watch everything he does. And I said, well, I'm gonna tell him on the show, because he wanted me to just tell you privately. I said, no, I'm gonna tell you on the show. He is at, I'm sorry, Walgreens on McKinney Avenue in Dallas in Uptown. His name is Lester. He says when he does his YouTube stuff, he goes by the name of Mother, and he adores you. He watches everything you do, even your old stuff. So I wanted to give him his props and give you your props. So,
well, Lester, thank you so much. And thank you for not outing Claudia for buying all that Monistat 7 at Walgreens. Thank you for looking out for my girl and ringing her up.
Yeah. What's so funny is I was buying stuff for you.
Oh.
Not me, girl.
Oh, yeah. You'll see. Okay. Anyways, we're going to get into the show because we got a lot of hot topics tonight. Oh, damn. I should ask you about Christmas, but I'm going to ask you about Christmas later. We got to get to this breaking news. Tory Lanez has been found guilty on all three charges for the shooting of Megan Thee Stallion. The charges are assault with a semi-automatic firearm, carrying a loaded unregistered firearm in a vehicle, and discharging a firearm with gross negligence. Now, he faces a maximum sentence of up to 22 years in prison and could possibly be deported to Canada. I know he was on probation, right? So, Al, let's start with you. What are your thoughts on this verdict? Are you surprised?
Listen, the courts have spoken. And you know, the other interesting part, which I kind of felt a guilty verdict coming because they didn't take much time deliberating. Mm-hmm. And they were very clear that they wanted to get this taken care of and closed out before Christmas. And that's exactly what they did.
Okay. All right. 22 years facing. Q, what do you think about this? Are you surprised or did you, I was surprised.
I, you know what, I'm really surprised, especially when they said that they had the eyewitness testimony that he saw a female shoot. I thought that that was going to confuse and hang the jury and that the state was not going to be able to prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt. I was very shocked when I got this verdict, but, you know, I'm glad that Meg got her justice. Y'all kept hollering about the truth to come out in court. The truth came out in court. So let's leave Meg alone. Let's stop calling her a liar. Let's put this to bed. And, you know, the fat lady has sung. It is what it is at this point. But you watch the trolls still find a way to implement their cognitive dissonance and find some way to still find her wrong, even though the courts have spoken.
Oh, I definitely think she's going to be vilified. It's like it's her fault. And once again, it wasn't her bringing charges. It was a state that brought charges. I will say this. There's already people coming up with conspiracy theories and blaming Roc Nation. And the dad was outside the courtroom yelling and saying all kinds of stuff. And, you know, I get that he's upset. I really think, I guess I see in some cases why people don't take the stand their own trial. But I feel like if I was fighting for my life, I'd probably want the people to hear from me. And I was surprised with all the different versions that came out. That kind of goes to show us, though, we got a lot of, like, YouTubers and bloggers that were in the courtroom. And there were some talk about people thinking that someone were biased or paid by, you know, I feel like we weren't getting an unbiased version from some of the people that were there. And some people tried, but obviously the jury saw something that we didn't get, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know what? I wish they would have televised the trial because like I said, with them having that testimony that the witness saw a female shoot, I just knew that was going to tie the jury up.
Right.
I just knew they were going to be like, well, how can we prove his bullet hit her and not hers? You know what I'm saying? Then she had that immunity deal, which was confusing the hell out of me. So I'm very surprised at his verdict. And for them to come back with such a succinct verdict, I'd be curious to know what evidence was presented to them that gave them no doubt in this case.
Probably the apology, the bribery, the alleged bribery.
The text messages.
Because that happened right after. And her saying, Tory shot Meg right away, you know, Al?
I think probably also, guys, remember when they go into deliberation, they're told what they can use to come to the conclusion and what they can't. So it appears to me that they were given specific things that they could use to make their judgment. And the things that we also heard around the smoke around this, they were not allowed to use as they made their decisions.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say that all day long, but people still gonna go with what's in there. And you can tell, you know what right. I'm saying? People still gonna go with what they feel.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Tory did himself any favors when he made the song chopping off the horse's legs and the taunting. I think that doesn't buy, you know, the jury's not supposed to know about that, but people do hear about things, you know. It's unfortunate.
Them text messages. I mean, that whole I'll give you $1 million, that right there says guilt.
innocent man probably wouldn't do that, right?
Right.
All right. Well, it's unfortunate that a talented person, actually they both are, like they both their lives are definitely affected for the rest of their lives. Both.
Let me ask you this before we move on. In fairness, how much time do you think he should get? I think 20. I don't think he's going to get 20 years, 22 no. years. And I think that's a lot of time. But reasonably, as a woman, how much time do you feel he should get?
Somewhere around the 3 year, 3 to 5, maybe. I don't think it's a 10 year thing. I think people get, you know, people, murderers get off less than that. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. rapists. So I don't think it's a long 22 year. I think that's excessive. Doesn't help him that he has 3 different charges though. And he was on probation. Right. So I don't think this should be, this should definitely not be in the double digits in my opinion, mm-hmm. in my opinion. All right, y'all, moving on. According to Law Crime News senior reporter Megan Cunniff, Tory Lanez was remanded on the spot and led in handcuffs by sheriff's deputies. Cunniff tweeted, Tory Lanez's father stood up and screamed, "This is a wicked system." He also screamed at the prosecutors that they are evil and they know exactly why they did what they did here. Cunniff also tweeted, one woman turned and looked at the reporter sitting behind her, including me, and said, "Jay-Z is a bleep. Report that. Jay-Z is a bleep." I was going to ask you, what are your thoughts on the family calling out Jay? I got to say this real quick. Throughout this entire ordeal, everyone has been twisting themselves in pretzels to blame everybody except the person that's being accused here. And at some point, we got to stop. And all these conspiracy theories, it's Jay-Z, it's this one, it's that one. Jay-Z did not go to that party. He didn't make you get into a fight with these ladies. He didn't make you shoot a gun. He didn't make you do these things. So how did he set you up? Q, I see you reacting. What do you think about this?
I'm laughing because Jay-Z was somewhere reading Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to them invisible twins that our ass haven't seen. And now all of a sudden he sold up in this doggone mess. I would love for the stepmom to sit down and do an interview with Gayle King or Robin Roberts, and tell us how she's come to the conclusion that Roc Nation and Jay-Z is behind this. I mean, cognitive dissonance, guys, is just something that really astounds me. Ma'am, your stepson was there with the gun. How does Jay-Z factor into the equation?
And if Tory didn't take, like, if he would have gotten this in and said, listen, I shot up when I saw these girls fighting. Yes. But he also said Kelsey didn't shoot her.
And Jay-Z made him send the text messages offering Meg $1 million. Jay-Z did all that.
Right. Yeah. All right, y'all. Al, any thoughts on that before we move on? Okay, according to sources, Beyonce will have strict rules in place for her team for her upcoming Renaissance tour. The queen will reportedly enforce a strict no drugs or alcohol policy. Ooh, we're out. And will provide mental health support and resources throughout her tour, including therapy and meditation. Now, are you guys in support of Beyonce, you know, taking care of her team's mental health? Al, what do you think about this?
She absolutely should take care of their mental health and offer meditation if they can't drink or do drugs for 7 months. Heck yeah, she better. I guess, you know, I'm just glad that she's going on tour. Actually, it's been how many years now? It's been 6 years since her last tour. So I'm excited about that part. But the thing that I'm most interested in is what made her come up with this policy. Did something happen on the last tour that was so bad that we didn't learn about that is the reason why she's implementing this? Or is she just in this space of where she doesn't want any type of drug or alcohol energy in her touring space?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Q, what are you thinking? Yes.
I mean, listen, I've been on the back of many a tour bus, okay?
Oh my God.
Girl, you've been back there too, girl. Don't try to pull it.
They don't take me on. They take the whores on the tour bus. Okay. They take the girlfriend.
Well, you was in the front and I was in the bike. Okay. And let me tell you something. Drugs and alcohol is the best part of the damn tour.
Right.
No. But I totally get what she's doing. You know, what I read was that, you know, the dance moves and the choreography and everything, she wants extreme precision. We know that Beyonce is a perfectionist. And you know what? No one can argue that sobriety brings out the best in your professionalism and your precision when you're dancing and performing. I can definitely see the no drugs. I can definitely see the no drinking while working. But girl, I mean, like, if we traveling for 2 days and we go out to eat, I should be able to have a glass of wine or a margarita or a vodka tonic. Be, you know, you know, and like Al said, 7 months, I'm a heavy drinker. I'll be the first to admit, I know I could not go 7 months without drinking. Like, for me, when I'm out to dinner and alcohol go hand in hand. So I don't know if everybody gonna make it. Somebody definitely gonna be sneaking a flask in their pocketbook. But hey, B, go ahead, girl. And a special thanks and special congratulations for the mental health piece. That is important. You're taking people on the road for 7 months away from their families.
Well, I know when I've done plays or certain shows where it's stressful, a little drink definitely has helped my performance.
Tell us about when you did the bus. What?
Tell us I haven't been.
Claudia, he is spicy tonight, isn't he?
I know. He's mad. He didn't get none last night. He didn't get none.
You never been on the bus, Claudia? I could swear many a times I walked past you on the bus.
We have not been at the same concerts, honey. Them little local Miami tour buses you've been on. I've been on the mainstream, the big A-list of tours. Anyways, Funky, okay. I cannot wait to the end of the show. We're going to be back after a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Funky, you're such a whore. Welcome back to TGIF. Make sure you people in the chat throw your questions in the chat room. I already got some stank questions already that y'all are asking that I don't know if I can ask, but I'm going to do my best to get to them by the end of the show.
Stank, like what?
Oh, they got one about you, but
it's stank?
Kind of. They want to know about some of your sexual activities. I'm going to ask what the producers put in the chat. Okay. I'm not picking them, so y'all know I'm not biased. It's what they put in there. Okay, during an interview on the Full Send podcast, O.J. Simpson, this was so shady, he addressed a longstanding rumor about his alleged affair with Kris Jenner and whether or not he's a biological daddy of Khloe Kardashian. Simpson, this guy, he said, the rumor ain't true. Nowhere even close to being true. I've never been attracted to her and I never suspected she was ever attracted to me. So that was never the case. Now, OJ admitted that he thought Kris Jenner was a cute girl and was really nice. But at the time he was dating supermodels. What are your thoughts on OJ's comments? And do you think he was throwing shade at Kris Jenner? And do you think he's lying? And do you think he's really the daddy? I'm here for that little.
I think he kind of like pushed her in the face, kind of the what when he said I never suspected she was attracted to me. Doesn't that remind you when someone's like they know that you like them, but you didn't like them, right? Doesn't that say that she liked him, but he didn't like her? I was here for like that little slight shade. But let me tell you something, Claudia. When I watched that interview, and I haven't seen a lot of interviews with him, you know, ever since the, you know, him being out of prison, OJ, though, was very charming. And I can see how people get wrapped up into his, you know, his statue, because he was very captivating. And, you know, he looked very handsome on that interview. I was very surprised about his transparency, too. I can see why people fell for OJ back in the day.
Any rich black man, Al, ready to open his
leg. That cape on.
Any rich, he could even be a murderer. Damn, Al, have some standards.
I'll be like, this is a successful black man, has been wrongly persecuted in America.
Oh, what, he killed people, he might kill me. I mean, he brings
He hasn't killed anybody in 3 decades or 4.
Oh, so he's reformed. You know what, so let me tell you, it's two things about this. He could have left out the I was dating supermodels part, because that low-key means you ugly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter how you... Right. Like, he tried to soften the blow by saying, she's a cute girl, but I was dating supermodels. That was saying, you know, he was saying he's attractive. But let me tell you something. I don't blame OJ for not claiming Khloe, even if she is his daughter, because her self-esteem too low. OJ say, I kill people and get in public and brag about it. No daughter of mine gonna have self-esteem that doggone low. So I don't blame him for not claiming the girl, even if it is hers. And he said, no, ma'am, not me. Not me, girl.
I thought that she was, but then again, The hairdresser that they put out that was
Kris Jenner, just like her.
That is her. That's the daddy.
That y'all Google like, right now, Kris Jenner, Khloe hairdresser, and see that man. That man looked just like her.
Facts. Like that is her. That's a twin. You know what I mean?
And you want to know what's so funny? They capitalized. You know what? Now that I think about it, y'all want to sex tape and exploit every damn thing else. How about y'all exploit a damn DNA test on Khloe Kardashian? That will send y'all Hulu ratings through the roof, Kris Jenner. You got a way of spinning every other controversy in your daughter's lives, but you don't want to spin this one. Spin this one. Play this one.
How would they do that DNA test, though? In the father's past, so they would have to find someone on
They could do it against. Nope, they could do it against the other children.
Yeah.
Oh, good one, Q.
They could do it against the other children.
And I'm sure they have something with his DNA, some hair, something on it. They probably get something, but if not, yeah, his children.
How do they do that? They take the DNA from the kids and you find out who the daddies are? Or do they match? How does that work?
Yeah. Like them and the kids should share basically the same roundabout genetic makeup. Okay. And so, if hers comes back and doesn't have that male, whatever, y'all ain't got the same baby.
They would check their genetic profiles, you know?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
If only half of it matches, like, their mom, like, is this, it could be done. That, I would watch the show for that. I haven't watched
it. I would watch for that.
We all would watch it.
But, you know, it's less glamorous to have a hairdresser as your baby daddy than your kid's father, than a, you know, a prominent attorney in Beverly Hills.
No, I just find it odd that Kris Jenner don't have no problem making her daughter's whores, but she don't want to make herself one.
Ooh.
The views expressed by Kris Jenner. I need you to pick me up for 1 year, just 1 year, just to get my profile, my money up, and mm-hmm. then you can go on your way.
You've been on too many tour buses, girl.
Not more than the Kardashians. All right, now moving on. A video of a white woman trying to intimidate a Black Patriots fan for watching a game in her stadium has gone viral. This was so sad. Take a look. So apparently after Raiders defensive end Chandler Jones scored a game-winning touchdown, the white female fan tried to pick a fight with the Black male Patriots fan who was a few seats down from her. Now the Patriots fan, who was later identified as Jerry Edmond, tweeted, "I like to thank everyone for all their kind words." He added, "I didn't want to ruin my experience by retaliating towards that woman, so I kept my cool." Now I'm going to add this. I'm a huge Patriots fan, and I would have punched that woman right in her mouth, A. B, this brother, right? It was his first time ever being at an NFL game. To see his favorite team, who actually had a really bad loss, who hardly ever loses. And he, like, it's bad enough to have to watch a team lose. It gives you a stomach ache. And then have this heifer, this broad all up in his face. So I'm super happy here that supposedly the owner, Bob Kraft, he invited him to come to the next game. What do y'all think about this? Q, what would you have done had this lady been up in your face?
Let me tell you.
You would have fought her. I know.
I would have whooped her ass. Let me tell y'all something. I am a punk. I would have slapped the shit out of that bitch. Okay? Let me tell y'all something. All that gender role shit, that shit, as far as I'm concerned, that has never existed in my world. Okay?
Oh my God.
Run up, get done up. I don't believe in that. You know, I think a lot of women use that a man is not supposed to hit a female as a license to do whatever it is they want to do. If I was sitting there minding my business and she brought her fat ass from 5 feet down there in my face, I'd have whooped her ass, and then I'd have turned around and I'd have whooped her husband's ass for not controlling her ass.
Yeah, she was doing too much. I felt really bad for him. Al, what do you think?
Man, I'm with you, Claudia. I got to be honest. I just don't think I could have been a bigger man, such a bigger man like this guy. Shout out to Jerry Edmund. Fun fact, you know, my brother played for the New England Patriots for 10 years. And Robert Kraft is such a cool guy from what my brother shares with me. Not only, Claudia, is he inviting him to the next game, but he's also giving him a free
Joyce. Joyce.
Mute your computer, Joyce. Turn your house down.
Of course he did.
Turn your house down. Joyce, turn your house down. Our executive producer is out there with company.
Joyce!
I'm sorry, Fox Soulmates. This is so ghetto.
This is a whole segment of
Joyce. Sister Keisha is watching the show. Keisha, can y'all please tell Joyce to mute her computer?
We gotta go a commercial. She done messed up the show. Joyce, he done messed up the show. Christmas bonus is best.
She drinking that brown liquor. Y'all remember
Wait, she showed and the funniest part is, y'all don't know, Joyce always harassing the hell out of us.
Right.
Making sure I ain't got a red cup. Checking our outfits. Checking
my hair be sticking out.
Making us change.
And she over there without a whole house party messing up our show. We're gonna take a quick commercial break as we get together and gather our higher ups. We'll be right back. We apologize to y'all. We apologize to y'all. We'll be right back. First of all, welcome back to TGIF with Q, with Al, and with Joyce and myself. They are in the chat. I got to read a couple comments real quick. They said Joyce drinks eggnog. They said Joyce got white refrigerators. They said hit like for Joyce. They said, Joyce over there checking her fam and having her Christmas party. We coming over, Miss Joyce, with our red cups. Joyce done messed up the thing. Joyce with the spice eggnog. Joyce, why does Joyce have a job?
Oh.
She might as well just come on now and just talk to the people.
Right, just tell them.
Anyways, Joyce is a head of Fox Soul over there. It's like she's like the EP, so, you know, I guess, you know. She ain't gonna get in trouble for it. Right, so right. We can only laugh.
I love our bloopers and shenanigans.
I do too.
Listen, guys, the beauty of doing live television is organic. And that's one thing I love about TGIF. Y'all don't realize we really be flying by the seat of our pants on this show.
Right.
And it just, whatever the hell happens is what happens.
The best ones are when Q sleep until 7:58.
Oh, yeah. We are blowing him up and we're like, we got to get a replacement.
And we're trying to get Q on the line. He comes on air like this.
Talking about, I got to put my makeup on, a hot ass mess. I do love it. That's the beauty of live television. And I think I love an imperfect show. I've been on perfect shows with perfectly produced and curated.
I agree.
It's not as fun. Like, this is fun.
Yeah.
All right, Joyce. Soulmates, now we know how much you enjoy hearing about Funky's shenanigans in the streets. So we're giving you some cute time with Funky Daniba. All right, Q, take it away.
So, you know, this is very fresh, y'all. So y'all know I used to be a lady of the night. Or whatever, not somewhere because I'm unlocking my better self. But I had this guy that I met at the bar, and every time we would get into an entanglement, he would FaceTime his wife and be like, you know, hey, I'm with Q, and we'll be here for about 2 hours, and I'll call you when I'm on the way home or when I'm leaving or whatever. And she'd be like, you know, hey, and I was like, you know, this is really weird. I would tell him, don't put me on the FaceTime with her, whatever. But I grew to become fond that they had that type of open relationship. So anyway, he brought her in the bar last week and I got to meet her for the first time. And I was drunk and I took this woman to the bathroom and I said, you know what? I'd like to thank you for sharing your husband with me.
Oh my God.
And she said, you know, I don't control him. I don't want to own him and he doesn't own me. And I'm glad that you guys have found whatever it is you found. And so we traded phone numbers, right? And this woman texted me, I'm going to change his name to XYZ for the sake of this story. And she said, so, hey, I'd like to organize a sexy surprise for XYZ, perhaps New Year's Eve, or if not, something close to it. I can't get out of my mind him enjoying himself in a truly uninhibited way. I'd love to see him embracing who he is. Are you open to setting something sexy up? And I wrote back, I could be down. And she said, well, let's talk tomorrow. So then she goes, I ain't gonna read y'all the rest. Well, then they got to arguing because she said, are you top or bottom or you go both ways? I said, well, mostly top. So she says, so have you topped XYZ?
What?
Wait, really? You're at your top?
Yeah. So she said, have you texted XYZ? And I said, no, we just, you know, played around or whatever. She said, oh, okay, because he's not being forthcoming. I wish you had, though, because I wouldn't mind, and I'm not going to read the rest. But yeah, honey.
Don't leave the best part of the story.
Damn it, I wish you did, because I wouldn't mind tasting you off of his ass.
That's disgusting.
That's my life.
Oh, gosh. And where in this are you unlocking your better self?
No.
I wasn't unlocking my better self, did they? But thank you for sharing your husband with me.
That was a lot.
Y'all wanted a whole segment. I mean,
who wrote this segment?
I could write a whole memoir.
Joyce is head of programming too. Is this what we doing?
My life is very interesting.
I feel like I need to go to church.
I feel like I need to shower. I feel like I want to spit right now.
Right, I want to go to church. I think we need to be re-dunked under the water again.
He want to chase you off his butt.
Oh,
come on,
it's
sis.
COVID and monkeypox and
I ain't got none of that.
STIs.
You be having one of them sometimes.
STDs.
COVID like five times. Crabs, all kind of stuff. Chlamydia.
That's the old me. The new me, I'm pulled up. I'm open.
Foxhole people. Can you put me on the book, Sean?
What has happened to this show?
I hate me because y'all life born well.
What the heck?
Okay. Right. Production is telling me I got to move on. Oh. Okay. Well, we promised y'all the story. I can't think of nothing else but this now. Damn, Q. Okay. Well, in a series of Instagram stories, Tamar Braxton claims she was threatened by a cast member of The Real Housewives of Atlanta and the woman's husband. Tamar wrote, I got a story. Y'all want to hear about it? I was threatened by a peach and a man, she continued, but because they don't want y'all to know how bleep up they are as people and city officials, they ain't said bleep. It's funny to me that no one said anything, maybe because they don't want you to know who they really are. It's beef and it's a real beef. Your husband stepped to me, period. Merry Christmas. Who do you think Tamar is talking about?
I don't care. I have no respect for what she did.
What did she do?
If you're gonna tell it, tell it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay. If you're going to tell it, tell it. Like, you don't start up all this confusion, all this guessing game, all this getting in the blogs. You did it for attention. If you're going to tell it, tell it. If not, shut the hell up. You got us out here guessing. Is it this person? Is it that? What's the point of what's the point?
Got it.
What's the point of the subliminal? So I don't care who did it. This is, in my opinion, and Tamar and I historically have not gotten along, and we've gotten to a place now where we're good and I want us to stay good. But this is classic Tamar behavior. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to tell it, tell it. If not, then shut the hell up.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
Wouldn't any leaks say? We need receipts. We need receipts. But let me tell you something. I'm assuming, now I don't know, but I think we mentioned this. Isn't she on tour with Candy and Todd? Aren't they in Tampa? Aren't they on the R&B tour?
They were the other night.
Right. So and this was about the time that this came out, right?
Right. It was. Yeah.
And let me ask you something. When she say step to her, does she mean he was getting ready to throw hands, or does it mean that he tried to hit on her?
We don't know. No, I definitely didn't get hit on. I definitely got stepped to in confrontation.
Oh, confrontation. So not that, like
that's
the
what I got. Okay, gotcha. But all you right. know, since we're talking about it, I mean, this could go several ways. Peach, right? It could be a Real Housewife peach, or it could be an Atlanta peach. If it's an Atlanta peach, it could be Tiny. T.I. was appointed some type of city position from Keisha Lance Bottoms in the gang violence department. You see what I'm saying?
And she says city official.
She says city official. There's so much innuendo there. Or it could be Peach, meaning candy, but Todd's not a city official. And maybe she threw city official in to throw us off. That's what I'm saying. All this guessing game shit, we ain't got time for it. If you're going to tell it, tell it. And if not, shut the hell up.
But either way, a man has been confrontational and was ready to put hands on her, right?
We don't know that. Now you add into it. She didn't say put hands. She said step to her. Step to her could have meant
right. It was a threat. Supposedly it was a verbal threat. Okay. Yeah, you know what? I didn't see it that way, Q, but now I do, because I'm like, because of what she said, a lot of people were instantly thinking it was Candy and Todd. And if it wasn't Candy and Todd, it's bringing unnecessary attention to them that they may have not deserved. Mm-hmm. And if it's someone else, like, that's not right to do to them. You know what I mean? I do feel what you're saying. Yeah, Tamar, I think it's probably hurting people that didn't do anything to you. So maybe you should probably follow this up and kind of tell us, because if someone threatened me, I would definitely tell. I wouldn't be protecting them. I wouldn't be protecting them. All right, y'all. Well, we're going to have a quick commercial break. Make sure you put your questions in the chat. For the three of us, we're going to get to at the end of the show. We'll be right back with more TGIF after this. Welcome back to TGIF. All right, soulmates in the chat, we need you to put your questions in the chat. I've been asking for saucier questions. I see I've been putting a few sexual questions in there. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and allow that. I think I want more of that. Like, let's have a sexual, sensual, spicy show at the end. How about that? Y'all cool with that?
Girl, I told y'all she used to be on them tour buses.
Oh my goodness. All right. We'll get into all that later on. But fashion stylist EJ King is clapping back after Roland Ray criticized the hair that he wore to Tory Lanez's shooting trial. Roland Ray tweeted, "It's EJ King for me with his 95% density wig and press releases like he's the one that got shot. Lord, keep them type of people away from me." Now, EJ's now deleted reply to Roland Ray's tweet was, "He wouldn't have to worry about me going near him. That bleep looked like melted butter in that chair." He looked like mutated bacteria growing out bleep with bad skin and that yuck mouth.
Y'all production should be, y'all gotta go straight to hell for that picture.
Real quick, I didn't see it.
Can we see that picture again?
Can we see the picture production one more time, one more again? You know what? First of all, you're fired. Who put that picture?
His Burberry espadrilles are cute.
They were.
You know what? Ray should be the last person to talk about somebody here, because the last time he did any, the last story we did about his hair, that mess was on fire and his ass was damn near in a coma in the ICU trauma unit at the doggone hospital. So Ray and hair should not, listen. see, and I know this next word I'm about to use is a sore spot for our entire show, but this is why I don't F up with Zeus, okay? They give any old body old piece of show, and now they think they hot stuff. Ray, and y'all, this ain't got nothing to do about that wheelchair, because it's wheelchair cute. His wheelchair fancy. He got the cat wheelchairs. I ain't coming for the wheelchair. I'm coming for Ray. Ray, you got big nerve the way your ass is slouched in that Cadillac Escalade of a wheelchair to talk about anybody's appearance. Your teeth messed up. You look like your breath smell like toilet bowl. Your weaves are always messed up. That's why it caught flammable hair. Okay. Human hair smoke. It don't catch fire. Your shit caught fire and your face all melted off. Okay. And you got the nerve, you got the unmitigated gall to try to roll up on EJ King and talk about him at his hair after your hair almost cost you your life. Girl, get off my line.
We are going straight to hell.
Al Reynolds, please.
Listen.
Well, he gonna be the usher. He was already on fire. So hell yeah.
EJ burned Roland Ray with that response right there.
No.
Ooh, I said burned.
Use a different word, please. This
rolled
man
him over.
Smoked him. No. Smoked him.
No.
And I'm going to bring this up every time we have a Roland Ray story. Y'all remember we tried to have Ray on our show.
He tried to charge us.
He wanted us a book. He wanted a book and fee. Talking about we not finna use, we not going to use him for popularity. Girl, you see God don't like ugly. He set it on fire.
Gone to the next door, Claudia. What happened to this show today, y'all?
It went to hell. It's burning up. My heart is like burning up.
I'm trying to be good so I can get some good stuff for Christmas and some good karma.
Right.
We're going to move on to the next story.
Roll on.
Oh, God.
Please don't do this story.
Do y'all think social media is destroying Black people?
Mm.
Safari believes that social media is single-handedly destroying Black people slowly. Safari wrote, it's not used for fun or promotion anymore. It's mainly used to embarrass and bring down another. He also continued, especially in the entertainment world. And as simple as this, it can possibly prove my point. Do you agree with Safari, Q? What'd you think?
Right message, wrong messenger.
Mm.
The absolute wrong messenger. Like, honestly and truthfully, Safari, you have been positively rewarded for negative behavior, and you are actually the living embodiment of what is wrong with Black people on social media. You play up every opportunity you get to be a representative of every negative stereotype of a Black man. You play into it. The games you play with Erica Mena, you are, don't get me wrong, I got my television starts on Love and Hip Hop, but Love and Hip Hop is one of the most, I'm going to use the word theatrical shows in that space. And you are a core part of that. So you've got big nerve to want to call out the negative of social media, and you're the president of that club.
Okay, Al, what do you think?
I completely agree with what Funky says as it relates to Safari. But you got to also remember, social media actually for the African-American community has brought a great deal of awareness and has worked in a very positive way for our community these last 5 years, especially as it relates to injustice, as it relates to police brutality, as it relates to inequality. So, you know, and we know that the Pew Research Center said that 45% of Black Americans use social media to get positive results on the negative things that have been put on them. So, hey, social media is working in a very positive way for the Black community in certain areas too.
I agree with both of y'all. I will say this. I guess you do have a, you can actually speak on it if you are part of it and the president of that organization, right, Q? Because you are partially responsible for it. I do agree with some of his points though. I do think social media, like it's a place where people just get on there to disagree, to get like, they want their comment liked by the other people in the comments now. So that everyone's trying to like be a comedian in the comments and outdo each other, and they be fighting amongst each other. It ends up not even being about the post half the time and being about everybody going at each other's throat. But I think our society is just very hostile right now in general. You know, we're in a weird place. All right, y'all, speaking of being a weird place, you are here watching us on TGIF right before Christmas, and we want your questions for us at the end of this show. We need all your little shady. I see some people asking about top and bottom, all kind of stuff, and eating from the bike and all kind of stuff. Yes, that's for you, Al. Go ahead and put your questions in the chat for us, and we're going to try to answer as many as we can when we come back. We'll be right back. Welcome back to TGIF. Go ahead and put your shady questions in the chat because we get into it right after this gift exchange. So welcome back to the show. Because it's the holidays, we decided to play Virtual Santa and exchange gifts.
Oh, that's cute.
We had one rule, though. We couldn't spend more than $20 on each other's gift. I'm excited to see what everyone's getting. Y'all excited in the chat? Y'all excited? Y'all excited? So,
I'm excited.
Okay, so let's get into the TGIF Christmas gift exchange. Let's start with Al. Al, we don't know who you had to buy for or what you bought. So what's your gifts?
Okay, so I got Claudia.
Oh, damn.
And so, you know, Claudia talks about it on the, we joke about this on the show all the time. So Claudia, I got you baby clothes.
Oh my God.
Little baby clothes, girl and boy. Little baby clothes. And I got her a pregnancy test.
Oh my God. I gotta find an egg first. Thank you very much, Al.
Oh no, but Claudia, look at this one. I can't wait to be the godfather. Isn't this cute? I got her like 10 outfits. If it's a little girl.
Oh my God, Al.
It's so cute. Hold on. This was the best one. I'll always love you.
Oh my God. You know what? That is so cute. It's, I hope, I mean, I don't know if I'll be able to use it. I mean, he's about to be 50.
But... Look, we'll get a cat. We'll put a cat in here.
Oh, okay.
I'd have
brought up the whole story. Y'all, I gotta be honest. I gotta be honest. Now I see why these mothers be going crazy because this is so cool.
It's so, I love shopping for babies. Like, it's so cute. Oh, that's so, thank you, Al. Hopefully I'll be able to use them and have a little baby.
You can at least put them on your cat.
Yeah, it's gonna be on a baby or a cat. Thank you so much. All right. That's funny.
So pregnancy
test. Funky, you are next. I don't know who you got your.
I had Al, and you know, on this show. God.
Al
loves to purport that he doesn't know much about the gay life and that he's new to it. So Al, I got you one of these.
What is that?
This is for you to clean your tootsie cat.
Oh my God!
What in the world?
You put a little warm water in this part. And then you insert this part and you squeeze.
Boy, you better stop.
You continue to do it until the water is clear, daughter. And then because you got a little more tootsie cat than the rest of us, I got you the extra attachment.
Oh my God.
So you can get in there good, okay?
What in the world?
And you put the warm water in here, you put this part on here, and you squeeze. So there you go. And this is so you don't paint nobody.
What is paint?
It means...
Tell them, Claudia.
When you're a power bottom, when you push it back and they really hit that spot and then a little bit of sun gets on a little on the stick.
Okay, y'all are gross tonight.
So
y'all doing way gross, too much. Y'all
I got you, and I found the perfect bag for him. It says... Uh-oh,
let's see.
That's why I was laughing. So Q is always, running around, running the streets. So I got him some wet wipes so he can like clean up the tissy cat after he's having, you know, casual sex behind dumpsters. I got him that. Then I got him some allergy relief because he's always blowing his nose. And he's always sick from all those gentleman callers. Then I got him some probiotics because you got to attack it from the gut. You got to get in there. You got to get in the gut. I think his gut is a little dirty. And then this is something I was made familiar of. I got some gun oil.
What is that?
That's the good stuff.
It's a lube for the booty. So I got the gentleman collar kit package for you. And I was so, that's why I had to explain it at Walmart while I was buying gun oil.
Oh, wow.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Christmas, you guys.
I can only imagine what that clerk thought when you had gun oil and those wipes.
I said, this is for Q.
They were like, Claudia, taking it from the bike.
Okay, we got a few minutes for some questions. Let's get into them real, real, real fast. And we got to scroll up. Okay, we got to be aware of the time. We have 2 minutes and like, I got to leave a little bit of time at the end, okay? Nia Lynn, Al, do you eat it from the bike?
No.
Miss Ray, question for Claudia. What tour buses have you been on? I ain't been with nobody. I was at the Four Seasons, not the tour bus. Okay. EJ, who is David? That's for me. That's my boyfriend. Let's see. Oh, sorry. Another one for Al. Monica Michaels, I have a question for Al. Would you ever be with a transgender woman?
Oh, that's interesting. Good question, Monica. Maybe, yeah, maybe.
Okay. Stevie Ray says, I'm going to ask this to Q. Which one you want in jail, OJ or Tory?
OJ.
Okay, okay.
Which one do I want? Like, do I want to be my cellmate, or
I don't know.
Or who needs to go? Either way, Tory Lane. Either way, Tory Lane's hairline too messed up for me. Give me OJ.
Okay. Incognito. A lot of questions for Al about this sex thing. Al, have you ever bottomed, and would you?
Oh, that's a horrible question. Next.
I have. No, you don't want to? Okay.
Well, daughter, I bought you this thing.
Julia Brown, does Claudia like the cowgirl position? My favorite is to be on top, actually, and reverse cowgirl. Okay. Where's my cue questions? What?
You still got it in you?
Got one inside of me. What do you mean?
The reverse cowgirl. You still got
the strong legs.
You mean a reverse cowgirl? Somebody had to look at them toes?
My toes are fixed, honey. My toes are fixed. Speak for yourself. Okay. You know what?
Who doesn't like that gift? Look at Claudia's feet while she's popping
in. I know you ain't talking because I seen your feet. I was appalled. Okay. It looked like two golf clubs, your feet. Okay. Two black golf clubs. Oh, we got to go.
You lucky we got to go because I get you together.
Okay. I'll get you right back. I'm myself. Hey, Merry Christmas. Thank you for watching us. Stay tuned for Tracks and Tales. Y'all have a great holiday. And
happy holidays. Merry Christmas, everyone.
It's been a pleasure to do the show with y'all, you guys. It really has.
And we'll see y'all when we come back.
2023.